Hey girl, if you have a messy bun, leggings on, and you've reheated your coffee 3 times today, and your to-do list is longer than you can even imagine, this podcast is for you. I'm your host, Stacey Crown. I'm a mom of 3, a passionate faith-based life and business coach, running after toddlers, picking and dropping kids off at school and practice, and I've probably forgot to switch the laundry again. Needless to say, I am in the thick of it with you, sister. Some episodes will be all about mom life, and some are going to be about digging deeper in your faith. Some are going to be business related, but all episodes will make you feel a little more normal and a lot less alone in this juggle that we call life. I want to remind you that you're so loved, you are so worthy, and that you're more than enough. Let's jump in. Hey, sweet friend, welcome back to the She Is Called podcast. I'm just so happy that you are here today and that you are allowing my voice to just fill whatever room you're in or whatever car. Maybe you're doing pickup, drop off. That is such a commitment. I do pickup and drop off, and it's like you have to be there 45 minutes before school even gets out or starts. So if you're in that pickup line, girlfriend, here's a tip. If you don't get your nails done on the regular, bring some nail polish, because I've been painting my nails in the pickup line while my other one, my 3-year-old, is in the back of the car watching the iPad, because that's her iPad time. Because what am I going to do with a 3-year-old for 45 minutes? Anyways, maybe you're cleaning the bathroom. Maybe you just need a minute and you're taking a walk for yourself and you get your headphones plugged in. I do that often. Whatever you're doing and wherever this finds you, I just want you to know that I'm praying over this moment for you, and I'm just so excited to share all the things. So one thing I'll say is I just got over a 2-week sinus infection, which is why there has been no podcast, which I am learning, you know, batching my episodes is probably something that I need to start doing. Is it easy in my lifestyle? I'm a mom of 3, a wife, a hockey mom, baseball. May is my personal hell. It's the end of April. And so all that to say, I took my time really just to get myself better. And you did not want to hear me record a podcast episode because I literally could hardly talk. There was just so much coming up literally that it was just all like literally in between my eyes and in my nose for the past 2 weeks. And so it just would not have transferred well over a microphone. But I wanted to make light that the fact that we hit our 1-year anniversary on for the podcast. And I'm so excited and so proud of that milestone, because this has been, it was 2 years in the making. My husband had gotten me the podcast. If you're new here, I'll just give you the spark notes. My husband got me my blue Yeti microphone, because that's what I thought I needed at the time, like 2 Christmases ago, or 3 now, so in 2021. And we just once, I think I once said, like, I kind of want a podcast. And he delivered, and he clearly listens, go him. And he got me a podcast microphone. And then I sat and stared at it for 2 years until a good friend of mine, Pamela, she came into my life right when I needed it. It was the best investment I've ever made, because I spent those 2 years YouTubing, Googling, trying to figure out how to start a podcast. And I was like, I just need someone to teach me. Like, I just need someone to teach me. And so I invested in my friend Pamela, who's a podcast coach, and she's incredible. She has an awesome podcast course that literally helps you make a podcast in 6 weeks. Start to finish, so many good tips, so amazing. Some of my really good friends have gone through the program. Overall, it just has been such a light in my life. And so with that being said, I'm still a little yucca from my sinus infection. So if I cough or sneeze or whatever during this, please excuse it, because if you've listened to any other episodes, I don't edit any of that out. But just warning you now. So I'm sitting in my garage right now. My husband cleaned it, so it feels really nice. And it's probably the cleanest room in our house right now. Literally, if I organize the pantry, you can find me sitting in there with the door closed or standing there with the door closed just because it feels peaceful. Or if I clean the bathroom, it's like I just want to be in the cleanest room. So this is the cleanest room in the house right now. And I'm sitting in it because everybody's asleep. And this is my favorite time to record podcasts because my house is finally quiet. I have a 9, 5, and 3-year-old, soon to be 9, 6, and 4-year-old, which is so crazy to me. The boys' birthdays are in the end of May. They're 2 years and 1 day apart, so it's super fun. It's a weekend of fun around here. Their birthdays are Memorial Day weekend. So with that being said, life is very loud in our house. And typically I'll record at night or in my car. And I'm going to go into that in a minute. But this episode, I really just wanted to focus and share a little bit about what I've learned with being a podcaster for a year. Because this is crazy, you guys. I'm the type of person who goes into the nail salon. Like, I have such commitment issues. I can't even pick out a nail color. I walked out once because I just felt so much anxiety. I was like, oh my God, I have to commit to this color for 2 weeks, which is why I don't get my nails done regularly. I can commit to like a pale pink. That is like my go-to color. But if I were to step out and get a red or a hot pink or something like that, like it gives me anxiety. So the podcast has been the biggest commitment I've ever made outside of being a wife and mom. And I'm going to tell you why. Because this forced me to commit to showing up 65 times this year since April 12th was officially the 1 year. And this is another thing that I've learned about myself, that I have a really hard time celebrating myself. I think I texted, I don't even know who I texted. I think I just texted my mom and I was like, hey, it's our 1 year anniversary of the podcast. She's like my number one listener. And she was just like, good job, honey. And I never made a post on Facebook about it. And I never posted on Instagram. I will make a post for like celebrating because this episode is about the 1 year. But I'm just not, I don't know. I just don't, I'm in a season of my life where I'm like, I'll just celebrate on my own, right? Like I'll just light a candle and sing happy birthday if my 1 year and blow out the candle alone. But I'm really excited to say that I've had almost 6,500 downloads in 1 year, which is so crazy. I had a handful of guests, like guest co-host speakers, who were absolutely amazing, 66 episodes, and a handful of sponsors who sponsored the show. And I'm just so excited about where it's going. But let me tell you, this is the biggest commitment I've made outside of being a wife and a mom. And it's forced me to show up because what they don't tell you about podcasting is like, it takes a, you know, insurmountable, like time to actually make the podcast and come out with the podcast and create and think and edit and like figure out your intro and like figure out the music and all the things. But then they forget to tell you like, and they being like podcast coach or, you know, just what I didn't figure out. They forget to tell you that you have to continue to do it and that you have to get, you know, you have to be okay with low numbers. You have to be okay with continuing to show up. You have to be okay with constantly creating new ideas and new episodes, right? Like you have to literally talk about something for 15 minutes and that is hard to do once a week, let alone twice a week, because I went to 2 episodes a month for a while, which I think I'm going to go back down to 1 during summertime starting in May, simply because I want to honor my kids being home, and then I'll pick up back to 2 in September, because I am all about having slow, slow summers, and I'm going to actually bring back an episode. I'm going to record one about just honoring the season that you're in and like the season your family's in, right? Like we're so busy. I can't expect myself to show up in a way right now that like I physically possibly can't because I'm setting myself up for failure. So I have to take a step back and I have to say, how am I going to set myself up for success with my podcast, with continuing going forward through the summer? And so that's just my little tidbit of an announcement. that we're going to be going back to one episode a week in May. So there'll be four episodes in May. We'll get a good 16 episodes over the summer, and we'll be back full swing in September. Plus, I'll have more time to record because the 3-year-old will be in preschool Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, half days, and that'll feel like a beautiful thing. Right now, he's only 2 days. And that's another episode of just like having him home for one last year. Like, my little baby is so crazy to think that I'll have like all my time to myself in the next year and a half. That just blows my mind. And I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. But back to the podcast. I'm squirreling you guys because it's just been such a long weekend. But I do want to go back to just other things I've learned with starting the podcast. I got really savvy with how I was recording my podcast because before I started recording my podcast, like as I was, sitting there thinking about how I was going to record all the time, I was like, oh my God, I have to have like no one talking. I am outside right now because I started the Shark vacuum because I really just love to see vacuum lines. It makes my heart really happy. So I started the Shark vacuum and ours is louder. It's an older version, so it's just loud. And I'm like, okay, wait, I have to go in the garage because the Shark vacuum will be in the background. So came out here. And that was something that I got really, really savvy with because I was driving my daughter to hockey practice. This is recording. I was driving my daughter to hockey practice 1 to 2 times a week, and her practices were always the same. And she didn't mind if I was watching her practices just because she'd rather me be attentive during her games, obviously, which I am. I hardly am on my phone other than to record her during her games or to text my dad or her dad, who's maybe not there, the score. So, what I will say about that is I wanted to be very, very intentional with my time, with my minutes that were intentional during the day. Okay. Like I can sit and watch my daughter play hockey on her practice, or I can go back to the car and I can record an episode. Do you know how many practices I literally recorded in my car in the episode? Which is also why I like to set the scene of where I am every episode because I want to show other moms and other busy women, whether you're career driven or you have a business, or you just have a very loud household, whatever you're, or young girls who want to start a podcast and aren't out of their parents' house. Like, legit, I want to show you that you don't have to have a quiet house with one microphone that you use. I hardly use my Blue Yeti microphone that my husband got me 2 3 years ago because my house is never quiet. The only time I record inside my house is when all the kids are at school between 12 and 2 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And that's if I don't have business calls or coaching calls or all the things. So here's what I want to tell you. I got really creative and very savvy with how I was recording and when I was recording. There were some episodes I was driving, don't call the cops. There were some episodes that I was at, practice or that I was in between things or that I would tell my husband like, oh, I gotta go do a Target pickup. But really, the Target pickup was me picking up and adding Starbucks to the order. If you didn't know that you could add Starbucks to the order, you can. And then it was me sitting in the parking lot for like 12 minutes extra to record a podcast. So literally, most of my podcasts are recorded on my phone, and then I send it to my computer, just AirDrop it to my Mac, and I convert them to MP3, and then I upload them in Audacity, which is what I use to edit, and then I add my intro, add my outro, bada boom, bada bing. I learned how to stay consistent even in the chaos. And so for anyone who wants to start something new or do something, but you're really nervous about the commitment, about staying consistent, I want you to get creative. I want you to think about how you might have to wake up a little bit earlier. You might have to stay up a little bit later. You might have to go to the garage, or you might have to go to the basement or whatever your life looks like. But whatever it is that you want to do or set out to do, just think outside the box. And see if you can create a way to be successful in whatever that is that you want to do. And for me, it was a podcast. Okay. This has also taught me to use my voice in a way that speaks to women, helps them grow, obviously, in their faith. I'm constantly sprinkling Jesus, right? Like, that's my goal always, is to point people in the direction of the gospel, of Jesus, of following him, of learning about him, of getting into the word, of really transforming your life to not be a way of this world, but setting yourself apart and seeing how God can work through you and, you know, in you, and help change you to be the best version that he designed you to be, right? So this has given me such a great platform to do that. And it's made me realize that, you know, I don't have to be hired on big stages. I don't need to be this, that, or the other. I can literally just be the mom who's sitting in her garage when her Shark vacuum is running in the household and her kids are asleep and her husband has cleaned all day. So he's downstairs playing PlayStation. Like, I can be that version of myself while also inspiring you with my voice, which just is so cool, which is always why I'm like, you are worthy. You are enough wherever you are right now, in the pickup line, cleaning the bathrooms, with your headphones on, with, you know, your AirPods in, with wherever you are. Like, let that be enough for that moment. And be proud of yourself for pouring into yourself. Because I'm proud of myself that I didn't, like, just turn on is it cake and go fold laundry. Like, instead I was like, I gotta come out with a podcast episode because I'm feeling better. My sinus infection is pretty much gone. And I can do this, okay? The other thing I will say that was very unexpected from the podcast, which never, ever, ever failed to make my heart so happy and smile so big, was the fact that I would get messages. And I still do, obviously, like, with just messages from people who are like, holy crap, that one hit me. And here's a secret, you guys. I don't re-listen to my podcast episodes unless I do have a guest speaker on and I'm like, what did she say? I have to go back and listen. But I don't re-listen to my podcast episodes. So if you ever message me and I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you so much, what did I say? Like, what inspired you? It's not that I don't know what inspired you. It's that, one, I don't know what episode you listened to. And two, I probably haven't listened to it again since I recorded it, because I don't like the sound of my own voice. And I just, it's like, I don't know. I just, it's weird for me to, like, listen to myself speak, right? So I want to tell you that those messages, if you've messaged me in the past year and you're like, oh my gosh, that one hit me, this one totally resonated, I love that guest speaker, I love that topic, I loved how relatable or how real that was, I loved how you shifted my mindset, the perspective behind this, I really needed to hear this nugget, like, all of those things. I just want you to say, like, every single one of those messages never goes unnoticed. I take such pride in knowing that you take your time out to just message me, little old me. And I am nothing special. People have met me before and they're like, oh my God, I feel like I'm meeting, you know, whoever. And I'm like, it's just me. Like, Stacey Lynn Crown. Like, it's just me. And, you know, it's like, it just is. I want you to always feel like if you see me at church, you can come up and I just thought this today. I was like, gosh, I love being at church. You know why I love being at church? Because I love giving hugs to my favorite people who I get to see once a week or more than once a week. But I just love those full body embraces that just make my heart smile so big. And it reminded me, like, I feel that same feeling when you take time out of your day to message you, me, or give me a kind review, or just vote on the, you know, 5 stars, whatever. I don't really pay attention to those. I know that they do something with the podcast goals and stuff like that, but, like, I'm not running this to hit a goal. I'm running this just to meet the one person. And I think that that's something that is, that has taught me and shifted my perspective, because, you know, you see these people who are, you know, hit millions of downloads, and you see people who have so many followers and they make all this money on social media, right? And then there's people who don't and people who are getting there. And you see all these people doing different things at different levels. And you want to strive to be, you know, one of those people. But at the same time, it's like, I don't really want to strive to have thousands of people listening to the podcast. Would I love that? Yes, because my voice gets to be, you know, heard and my thoughts and people get to come to Jesus and they get to, you know, be further in their faith and all the things. But like for me, I always think like my girlfriend Merle just came out with a podcast and she was having an issue with just like, who am I talking to? And I go, I want you to think of like who this episode, like who's on the other side of the episode and speak to that one person. Like, don't get caught up in, like, I need to reach 3,000 people. Like, no, don't get caught up in that. Like, he literally, like, Jesus literally left the 99 for the one. And so for me, the whole time that I've had this podcast, even prior to, and even into my business coaching, all the things, it's like, I don't focus on the on the quantity anymore. Which for 8 years in my network marketing business, it was all about quantity, quantity of money, quantity of recruitments, quantity of sales, all the things, right? It was quantity. You needed more, 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 more. And at the closer that I've gotten to Jesus, I go, I need less, 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 less of this world. And all I need is more of him. And by doing that, it's helped me revert from looking at the quantity of things and looking at the quality that I'm bringing to the table and also the quality of who I'm bringing with me. So if you're one of those people who are out here listening to this episode, just so grateful that I finally did something that I said I was going to do. And I think that that's another really big accomplishment too, is, you know, it's hard to finish things. For me, I have such a creative mind. I can't turn off my brain, which makes me a great business coach because if you tell me like your idea, it'll just, you know, my ideas just won't stop and my mouth will just keep running, which in May, I do have a few openings. It's shameless plug, but I do have a few openings for 1 hour sessions or 3 hour sessions with me to chat all the things in your business. So if you're feeling stuck or if you have an idea or you're just needing guidance in like the path or the strategy session, girlfriend, that's like what I do. It's who I am. I can't turn my freaking brain off, which is what I love to do for women in their business because I love to change the legacy of their finances. I love to point them in, you know, the way of Jesus and change their faith. I love knowing that like their whole legacy of being a mother and sharing all those things with their kids and all. Like it just, it's so much deeper than business coaching for me. Does it start as business coaching? Absolutely. Does it start, you know, with this podcast of reaching a quantity of people? Absolutely. But I'm doing it for the one. But I will say the one other thing that I'm really, really proud of myself is I quit things really easily. I hate to say that, but I get defeated fast because I'm not seeing results quick enough. I'm a microwave society kind of person. If I'm not seeing the results I'm needing in weight loss or in health, which is a long game, I realize that this year has been a whole thing for me, right? But if I'm not seeing success in that, I quit. And I know that that's pretty normal for society, but like I quit 10 times faster because I'm like, nope, that's it. Or if like I'm not making sales with something that I came out with, like that I thought was going to be a really good idea, I'm like, gotta stop. And I shift and I pivot. So for me to have 66 episodes, record for a whole year, and, you know, continue to put myself out there week after week, knowing that, like, some people are going to love it and some people might not, is a huge thing. And so I'm really proud of myself in that aspect, too. And the other thing I'll say, too, is, like, you know, maybe one day I'll have a book. This is very morbid, but maybe one day I'll have a book. Maybe one day, you know, I'll have whatever it is, right? A book, a devotion, a journal, like things that my kids can like hold one day. But like, how cool is it that like if anything ever happened to me, my kids would literally be able to like pop on a podcast and like, hear me again. And it's like so cool to me that like that is like a legacy. Like, this is the longevity. It's, podcasts are not for the weak. Most podcasts don't make it past 3 episodes. So here we are a year later. And I just want to say, like, that last little tidbit, like, this is something that is going to be around for as long as podcasts are around. You know what I mean? So that to me means the world, that not only you guys get to benefit from it, but one day, like, my daughter will listen to these. And she already does. She always asks, let's put a podcast on. Like, we'll listen to one of your podcasts. And I'm like, I don't know. I was yelling about motherhood in that last one or whatever. Most of them aren't about that. But some of them you just got to, like, release to receive. You know what I'm saying? So I just want you to know, I'm so happy you're here. I'm so proud to be representative of, you know, moms who are faith-filled, who also have very full lives between running kids to practice, picking up and dropping off, figuring out what dinner is, scheduling the appointments, and then also being able to dream really big and use my God-given talents to teach you to dream really big, or to teach you how to give yourself grace, or to just allow yourself to dream a little farther, a little bigger, because that is what God wants us to do. You know, it's bigger than we can ask, think, or imagine. Anywho, I love you guys. If you feel compelled, share it on your stories. Tell me what you thought. Tell me what your favorite episode was this whole year. And go leave a review. I would so appreciate that. As always, you are worthy. You are enough. And if no one's told you that, your butt looks good. Okay? Until next time. Hey, wow, what a good episode. I would absolutely love if you shared with a friend, or maybe even just tag me on Instagram at @TheStacyCrown in your story so I can hear any of your aha moments or takeaways from this episode. If you're feeling called, I would absolutely love if you left me a review right here on Apple or Spotify, whichever one you're listening on. And lastly, would love to invite you into the space that I have made for women who want more and who just are called for more in life right on Facebook. It's called the She Is Called Community. You can find it right in the show notes. Thanks again so much for being a part of the She Is Called podcast. This all started as a little dream, and now we're here. Talk soon.